Well, thank you so much, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And we had a couple of pops off the list last week.
We did. We were able to get Mr. Gary Pratt off the street. He was wanted on a federal supervised release warrant, his underlying offense being a felon in possession of a firearm. So we had him marked up as armed and dangerous. Based on the program, we've received a couple of tips, and as well as us receiving a tip, also Manchester Police Department received a tip as well. We were tied up on another case, so Manchester PD did us a solid, and they were able to go track down Mr. Pratt, take him into custody without any issues. And he was brought up to Merrimack County Jail, where he was held pending his court hearing the next day. So I believe he's still in custody pending his supervised release violations.
That's wonderful. And if that was not enough, our fugitive of the week from last week did the right thing.
Yeah, that was Carvin Demby. He was wanted on a Stratford County arrest warrant for probation violations on an underlying narcotics conviction. Mr. Demby did the right thing, which was, it's good to see that, good to hear that. Mr. Demby had a long history, and from what we understand, he's actually doing the right thing, working hard. When he was done with his work day, he saw that he was the fugitive of the week and came right up to Stratford County and turned himself in.
Wow.
Good to have that happen. I love to see that, and hopefully Mr. Demby was released back out to the public and continuing on his path to doing good things.
That's awesome. That's awesome. In the meantime, though, there are still those out there that the courts are looking for, and that's what puts the U.S. Marshals into motions. We've got a whole new fugitive of the week.
Yeah, this is a gentleman that I personally have been looking for countless years. It's kind of a cold case out of Carroll County. This is Jeffrey Charles Forestier. He's wanted for failure to appear on a case of first-degree assault. Back in 2003, he intentionally rammed his truck at full speed into a victim who was, quote-unquote, a friend after an argument. That friend was seriously injured, and eventually he passed away of those injuries in 2007. He was convicted of the first-degree assault in court, and he appealed that conviction, and he was out on bail during that time. The appeal was not found in Mr. Forestier's favor, and he was supposed to report to prison, which he did not do. So, unfortunately, he's been among the missing since then. He has a lot of ties down in the Boston area, specifically Everett, Massachusetts, where he has family, friends, and associates. And we're trying to, you know, up the ante a little bit, offering out up to $2,500 in reward money to try to get some information to get Mr. Forestier back in prison where he belongs. This is a pretty heinous case where I think some justice needs to be served, and that's why he went through the process, and we want to see that happen.
Absolutely, and there's actually a reward up for grabs.
Yeah, that's part of the motivation here is, you know, information up the, you know, leading up to his arrest will get you up to $2,500, depending on what you do. You know, we can go up as high as $2,500. So that's a pretty substantial amount of money, but this is a cold case. I just thought it would be something to try to influence people to do the right thing. You know, we've had people that call that don't like the people that we're looking for, and they give up information, and we have people that do like the people that we're looking for and give up information. So if this helps to motivate that phone call, text, or email, that's what we want to do. So we encourage you to reach out and give us the information we need to track him down.
Wow. And because it's so cold, I mean, you just never know what tip is going to come in that might, you know, tip the scales in your favor.
And that's what we're hoping. You know, he could be living his life under a whole new identity with a whole new family. Maybe he's not in Massachusetts. We don't know. But, you know, I'm sure there are people out there. He has ties to New Hampshire. He has friends in this area up in Wakefield, Farmington, all the way up to Conway, Ossipee, and all the way down into the Boston area. So he has a lot of ties to people, and somebody has the information we need, and we encourage you to reach out.
All right. And again, a big tip, little tip, just doesn't matter. How do we go along with passing a tip along?
You can reach out at our main number. You can ask to speak to me directly at 603-225-1632. We'll go right on the poster, click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number tip 411. Those methods are completely anonymous. Obviously, in this case, if you're interested in a reward, we personally would need that information. You're not going to need to testify against Mr. Forestier. From, you know, this case, this is one of those cases. He's already been convicted. He's already been sentenced. He needs to go to prison. So it's not something you're going to have to go to court for. This is just a matter of you know, we would need your information just so we'd be able to facilitate payment.
Yep, absolutely. And again, this is just getting the right thing done. Even though it's cold, it's not off your desk.
It definitely isn't. It hasn't been for since 2003. It's been one of those cases that has kind of haunted me, and I'd like to get that taken care of and cleaned up before my day to retire. So that's what I'd like to see happen.
All right. And as would we. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, our Fugitive of the Week. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
You as well, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully with that news that we've been waiting for.
That would be the best. We'll find out next week when we do the Fugitive of the Week here on the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.